So if we now label things, if we now say a psi at tau plus delta tau is just the psi labeled by n plus 1, a psi at tau is the psi labeled by n, we will find we had on this side something that was like a psi of tau plus delta tau minus a psi of tau. So that's going to be an psi of tau plus delta tau. On the right hand side we get our four things here, but we don't actually get minus the value at the center, because we get that there is a contribution which came from taking the one here and moving it over to this side. And so actually what you find is that you get a quarter of the neighbors and you get minus the central value, but it has an unknown coefficient C2, and then we have here multiplying the psi of n plus 1 a C1. And if you look at the value of C1 and C2, they add up to 1. The actual, for this particular artificial way of deriving it, the particular values of C1 and C2 depend on this artificial diffusion constant kappa, H, and delta tau. And so this method suggests, this way of looking at the iteration suggests that you introduce, that you do not necessarily fix that to be 1, which is what we did in Jacobi iteration. And in fact, in general, what you end up doing is, this is called the method of successive over-relaxation. You choose the value of C2 and then C1 as 1 minus C2 to maximize the convergence of the method. Okay.